So, Dana, we're doing another commentary.
Yeah, Steve actually wanted to do one this time, or I assume he did.
And this is for, this is Joe D'Amato?
I think so.
And this is the semi-sequel, but really not, to Afropopicus, the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
Even though it really isn't.
But I remember getting this, or renting this, under the title Monster Hunter.
From Wizard Video. It had a killer box.
It did, and that's what made me want to rent it. I looked at it, I was like, this looks awesome.
Me too. I mean, that's it reminded me, I thought it was going to be like Kolchak, the Night Stalker or something. And then,
well, no, I just thought it was going to be real gory and stuff.
Well,
I seen the guy putting some chick's head in the oven.
Yeah,
yeah. I was like, whoa.
But, yeah, this is, when I saw this, I didn't know what it, you know, I wasn't thinking, hey, it's Italian, it's going to be cool or whatever. But this is one of the first Euro horror movies that that I rented, I think. So
I don't know if this was...
This is the...
One of the first that I rented.
Who did Maya put this out, I think, or somebody like that? So...
I never did. I only saw the VHS of it.
Well, I think Maya or somebody like that, one of these weird companies, put it out.
Now,
underneath,
when it was...
Underneath Horrible.
When it was under the title of Monster Hunter, was it cut or uncut?
I don't recall. I would think it wouldn't be cut. It was Wizard Video, and why would they cut it? But
I don't know, but I was thinking one version of it that it was put out was cut, and I can't remember what title it was under.
But, so we're on, like I said, we have that most recent release, and underneath the Horrible title.
And I don't know why, that, to me, that's a horrible title, this Monster Hunter.
Indeed. Version. Well, the original title is absurd, I'm pretty sure, but,
yeah, which is... Well, I guess because the movie's absurd.
Yeah, it's a very crazy movie. So, play movie is highlighted.
This doesn't have a really...
in-depth menu.
Yeah, there's not any extras.
So, I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, and I'm going to say play, and I'm going to hit play. So, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Play. And it disappears.
Didn't you say Annie Bale was on there?
Yes, she's the chick with the, gets her head in the oven.
Yeah, and she was also
so it's saying we got some, weird issues where there are two sources.
Two different source masters. It's not a defect in the DVD, they're telling you. But
yeah.
Annie Bale was also on House on the Edge of the Park.
Yes.
Which.
She's also in Forever Emmanuel, which is a hot ass movie.
Well, whatever, but.
She looks so good with blonde short hair, I mean.
Steve doesn't normally like George Eastman.
Yeah, man. Annie Bale.
Eastman.
And that one dude. And then the guy from Pieces.
Edmund Pertle.
Yeah. John Cart.
I don't know. That sounds like a pseudonym to me.
And these are obviously the English things, but. See who
George
they
Morley.
See who they say the director is.
I don't know. It's probably some weird.
Jack Bush.
Jack
that's an Italian name I've ever heard one. Dick Bush. Peter Newton.
Peter Newton. That's so funny.
I like John M. Old or whatever the hell it was. John.
They call Lucio Fulci on when it was Seven Doors of Death instead of I'm trying to remember. It was Lewis Fuller. That's what they used. Yeah. That's Edmund Pertle there, isn't it?
He's the jogging priest. Come on, God wants you to run. Ain't he chasing
God that? Doesn't want you to slow down. If
God,
you're
God, why don't God give him some energy to catch up with George Eastman?
He's got souls to save her.
No, it was Al Cliver was hitting old Annie Bale for a long time.
Al Cliver was?
He was hitting that.
Well, he didn't. Evidently, didn't stay with her though.
No.
Oh. He Is that old Eastman?
Yeah. This is almost like Silent Rage.
So is he chasing George Eastman?
Yes.
Okay. But what I'm trying to figure out, though, and like I said, it's been years since I've seen it on VHS, and Steve and I were watching it, or Steve was watching it one other night. I don't know if you watched it all or not.
We turned it on, we was watching something on Vaughn Live or something, and they had it on.
Was it on Bizarre TV or something?
Yeah, it could have been on Bizarre TV on Roku.
Yeah. I'm thinking that's what it was. But what I'm trying to figure out is if George Eastman's character is just crazy or something's happened to him.
You've seen the movie Silent Rage with Chuck Norris, right?
I don't think I've seen
it. Well, anyway, they take this crazy killer dude and they since he's going to be, you know, they put him in, use some kind of experimental drugs on him and it makes him heal faster.
But
basically,
it makes him crazy?
No, he just makes him like a fucking Jason.
Oh.
And this is that's what kind of what they do here.
So I'm down. What's.
She's in traction for some shit.
But later on, she manages to get up out of there, I think.
Well, that's when they fucking.
When the shit hits the fan.
Yeah.
Katya. What name is that? And you'll be fine. And all of this will be an
unpleasant memory.
Yeah, but right now she's
lying
there.
Right now you're fucked.
Pretty much.
Brink.
What are you doing?
She's licking the pillow.
She's licking her paws.
Oh. No, she's licking the pillow.
Brink, don't do that.
That's not her paw.
Well, she had her paw. Sorry, girl.
Look at that little curly head. Ain't that little kid from the Deep Red holding the knife?
I think that kid had more blondish color.
Yeah, you're right. But he looks like if he holds a knife up, I'm gonna start.
That's a relative of
marking out.
That's a relative of Michael Tubb, I think. Because he had curly hair.
Look at that. Hey. Uh-oh. Mom, George Eastman's here. Well, I understand why he just showed the fuck up there.
Yeah, well, I guess he just went anywhere to get away
from
that.
Oh, shit. Place.
His guts are hanging out.
Why is his guts hanging out?
I have no idea. Oh,
we can rebuild him, Dana. He's going to be the 6 million lira man. Which is about $5.
Oh, God.
Let's put these fucking guts back in here.
So is this where they're going to make him where he's going to heal up? And
at some point. Or maybe he's already got that shit in him. I don't know yet. Excuse me. You want that red apple?
Not right at the moment.
Look at that syringe sticking out of his arm.
I didn't think they left it, stuff like that. Now it looks like it's a liver or something.
It looks like some bad steak.
Number one.
Yep. Because it's kind of dark. Looks like meat that's went bad.
Check the heartbeat.
Should have tenderized it more. Three, two, one.
Blast off.
Uh-oh.
Fuck him. He's going to go ape shit on him.
So that's what they're doing.
It's kind of like an insulin needle.
Yeah.
It's like if he wakes up, halfway wakes up, we're going to give him more of this anesthetic.
I think they gave too much. Here we go.
He's a drunk guy.
That's our bad video clip of the month.
Yeah, that's very bad. That's horrible.
It's probably cut because it doesn't matter to the story at all.
No, it's just these motorcycle guys going around some drunk dude. I don't even know what purpose this serves in this movie.
Oh, shit. I think this is the first time this movie's been on DVD, at least. And it came out years ago. I can't remember.
Yeah. Wasn't it like... Was it late 70s or early 80s?
I think it was 80, 81, or maybe something like that.
Yeah, that's what it was. I wonder if Tim's watched this movie. Probably so.
Oh, look at this cop car. That's hilarious.
Is that a bunch of weenie dogs?
Yeah, and a non-weenie dog. The one up there is not.
You're right. That would be Sam.
Yeah. Look, his head's gone.
Okay, Sam. He's tired. I'm not drunk! Now that all of a sudden the film got better.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm telling you?
Sergeant, they got a badly wounded man in the hospital. They want to talk to you.
Okay,
like, that really matters to me.
Yeah, like, they go around finding the cops because they got badly wounded people.
Well, plus they're fucking around with drunk guys. Hopefully they do something here in a second.
I just figure he's going to set up and go wipe shit on everybody in there.
I don't know. Now, just stop beating. No beeps.
Is he dead now? Technically? Of course, I think this is going to be more entertaining than one of Steve's other choices, which was a night to dismember.
I don't know.
I guess technically this is going to be our anniversary commentary, because our anniversary is tomorrow.
Woo!
2 years. I mean, Steve ain't killed each other yet.
2 long years!
Has it really been that long to you?
It's been pretty long.
We can make it short.
Yep, yeah, we can end this sucker. Oh, shit. Doggy dog, get up. Oh.
Sam says I ain't moving.
Dog.
Says I ain't. I'm comfortable. And
I'm going to beep some more.
This guy's beeping all over the place.
He's beeping like no one's business.
The film gets very bad in the spots.
That's what they said. Hey, yay! He said it. This is horrible. Yay!
I can tell that these are whatever actors or whatever people dubbed these actors have been used in other foreign movies.
That's what the thing is. You watch all these movies, you hear the same voices.
Yeah, the same.
I mean, almost. Because
I've heard that guy's, the voice yes. they're using for that guy. And,
yeah, he's been done everybody.
But I remember him, how quickly his blood coagulated while I was operating on him. Something I've never seen before in my life.
That voice is used for a lot of different faces.
It's possible. We'll do all the indicated tests.
Well, it looks like he's already... I think that they have an origin thing later, but he's already got whatever he's got to regenerate and shit.
He doesn't look like a doctor or something.
It looks like he's got like a bruise over there or something in his bend of his elbow like a...
It was a horrible thing.
Oh, God, the film's bad again.
The first thing I did when I came to my senses was to fall in the hospital. But I suppose there's not much hope for the poor man.
No, I'm afraid not. I'm no
doctor. Does your kids like my marble lights?
I don't think it looks good.
Well, who's this guy?
I think he's that detective.
Oh.
Was in the car.
The one that was talking to the
yeah.
man.
You know what I'm wondering?
You got any booze?
How did he manage to wound himself in that way? Had you ever seen this man before?
No, never. I imagine that he was going to rob the house.
But he rubbed his guts instead.
Yeah, but his guts were hanging out when he got to the house.
I think he went over a fence with a spike and
maybe a barbed wire fence or something.
No, a spike to rip his guts open. I don't think barbed wire is scratchy.
I don't know. You can rip yourself good on barbed wire.
I don't think they have barbed wire in Italy.
Probably not. They probably didn't have spikes.
Not in the city, anyway. Yeah, this scene really adds to it.
Yeah, they're just so relaxed. It's almost boring.
It's like Halloween, the TV edition. So that's more shit in.
I have more scenes of people talking. Thanks, I smell like cigarettes now. That kid looks like an evil little kid.
Look at this shit, man. Bam. It's borderline HD, I guess the upconvert. The grass and shit over there looks really good.
Within 2 seconds from now, it'll be
yeah, I know it's going to be back to VHS. I don't recall watching
this. It
looks
like second or third.
There's old Purdam.
Purdam.
He directed that one movie, right?
Evening, sir. Don't open till Purdam.
Yeah.
And he was on it.
Identity, driver's license, credit card.
I got two tits.
He keeps holding his chest like he's going to have a heart attack. He knew it.
And Purdam. I'm Father Purdam.
See, he keeps doing this. He's got his hand on his chest like he's doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
It feels good.
And then he's got one hand on his stomach.
What are you doing in this neck of the woods? Visiting a
what are you doing naked in the woods?
Oh, no,
I'm spreading the word.
It breaks down some kilometers.
He's going to give...
Why does he sound Russian?
I have no idea.
Hey, several kilometers.
There's no one out tonight. They've all gone home to watch the game.
Yeah, the fucking game, buddy. That's a big deal in this movie, Dana.
It's probably like...
It's supposed to be America, but it doesn't fucking look like America.
Football?
Yeah, but
see, American
football, that is. Well,
see, American football, so it can't be America.
In Italy, their big was soccer.
Well, football is soccer over there.
Yeah.
But he said American football, so it can't be America.
Huh.
I always thought it was trying to be American.
A guy came from Italy when I was in middle school. His dad was helping at one of the plants or something. Luca Panarotto.
No identification.
I bet he's got skid marks.
And he played soccer.
No smoking.
I thought you could still smoke in the hospital.
See you tomorrow. Bye, Sergeant.
See ya.
So long. She's a great girl. Wasted in a place like this.
Was that Annie Bell? No, Annie Bell had dark hair in this movie, I think.
Well, she had blonde hair.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe I'm wrong, too. We'll find out when he puts her head in the...
We'll find out.
That other fellow's a Greek, too.
Greek. That's a Greek accent, isn't
it? It sounded Russian to me.
I guess. Greece is...
Not till tomorrow. Doctor's orders.
You've seen him. What's he look like?
I don't know what it is about. Like, it's usually the Italian men that they always, because Argento's like this, they got hollow dark circles under their eyes.
What about me? I got that.
No, have you ever noticed Argento? It looks like he's got big he's craters fucking, underneath his eyes.
He's fucking 70-something.
He's always looked like that, though, Steve. I've seen
he's gaunt.
Yeah, gaunt.
He's not a big... He don't eat no meatballs, apparently.
He eats vegetarian stuff, maybe. I don't know.
There you go, Eastman. He was a big writer as well. He wrote a bunch of stuff. I forgot. Can't recall, but he wrote a lot of movies and stuff.
Foreign movies?
Well, I mean, the same Italian movies. Under his real name, which is not George Eastman.
That guy looks kind of like Lance Guest.
It's the Italian.
It's the Italian link.
Luciano Geppetti.
Yeah.
That's the Lance Guest.
You know who Lance Guest is?
Yes, Dana.
Okay.
Aim
to get his blood is reproducing itself at triple the normal rate.
I've heard that voice, too, on some of the...
He said to send everything to the biophysical lab for further tests.
Uh-oh. He's looking crazy.
Why would you have a fucking light shine on his fucking face all the time?
Doctor.
When he's supposed to be unconscious. That's Purdue.
Purdue's looking
per
for...
Diem.
Per diem. He's looking for George Eastman.
He found him.
He has to stop the evil.
Of Eastman.
Evil Eastman. I don't think George Eastman likes Edwin Purdom.
I don't think this motherfucker's gonna be able to hold him down.
Who's
oh my
the,
god, it's a black guy!
And who's the black guy? Where'd he come from?
From Sicily, Dana. According to Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper?
In True Romance.
Oh.
The Moors.
He said
were
black people came from Sicily.
That's right.
Now that guy's got a gun.
He's a cop, Dana.
Why? When did he show up? Just
then.
See, they're introducing way too many characters too quickly.
Hello, Walter.
There's another black dude back there.
Oh, you were
asleep. Yeah, they just got
this
him.
This dude ain't got a goddamn comb. Oh,
He
combs it forward to cover
look,
his balls.
Look, that poor black guy. They make him sit back in a corner.
Look at that goddamn typewriter. Look how long that thing is going across.
That's them old typewriters.
I think that'll kill you if it goes back too far and hits you.
Yeah, that black guy's going to get tired of him and hit
Sorry
him.
About that,
look at that shit.
Go back to sleep.
So you wake him up for nothing?
That phone looks like, is this stretched? Because everything looks like it's way too long.
No, I don't think it's stretched.
See how the phone looks though? It's weird.
It's up close.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I don't think it's stretched.
That black guy don't do nothing but type. He don't answer phones or anything.
They ain't gonna get a black guy a fucking phone.
What are they, racist?
Where are we off to,
sir?
We're going to have a few words about
it. Oh, he gets to go with him.
There you go.
Maybe he's typing up reports. And
yeah, because he's a black dude. They ain't going
to
let him do that.
All right again. But I still think you better have 2 units of Pedimix.
I'm a black dude in Italy.
Dr. Gubert, your name is
Gubert.
Dr. Gruber, please.
Gruber.
Gruber. Wasn't there a Dr. Gruber at the... At the beginning of Reanimator?
No, but don't leave him alone, not for a minute.
Or not. Yeah, it was Reanimator.
I don't know, Dana.
I think that doctor that his eyes, like, bust out of his head at the beginning of it was Dr. Gruber.
Well.
He's giving the Pledge of Allegiance.
He has done this, like, from the very beginning.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of Italy for meatballs and mozzarella. Pepperoni.
Linguini. Manicotti.
Manicotti, mommy.
That's killing me watching him do it.
Is he going to throw up or having a heart attack?
He acts like he's got acid indigestion.
Reflux.
Yeah, acid reflux. George Eastman gives him acid reflux.
Ew.
That guy in there is afraid of you. Why?
I raped him.
And what? That black guy that came with him is like just standing back there with his arms crossed. What's his purpose?
Intimidation. There's two black guys in the room.
Well, the one black guy has a gun. Right?
There you go.
Is he gonna try to rape her or just kill her?
I think he's more on kill mode.
Uh-oh.
Is that a curling iron or?
Oh no.
There's already a hole there though.
No, why he went there a damn temple.
There's already a hole there.
Oh, wow.
When they show it close up again, which I'm sure they will. See? Well, you can't see, but...
There was an invention. Ooh. You know what?
What, Dana?
I wonder which one copied off the other, because this is like Halloween 2. Only he put a needle in it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's... What kind of fucking drill thing is that? I've never seen anything like that in a hospital.
I have no idea.
Once you start scrambling the brain, that's pretty much it.
Well, you go into the temple.
That looks fucking like skin.
It did.
Maybe it's pig or skin or something.
Oh.
You got a pinky ring.
Well, you decided to talk?
So you didn't listen to him, and now
he's that the Donald Pleasance of this Halloween movie.
Well, see, some of this is taking place in the hospital.
I mean, this is a kind of a Halloween. I always thought it was a Halloween type of movie,
mm-hmm.
as far as like to watch it during Halloween season. But there we go. That looks like my VHS dub.
Oh, God. I can't remember what the VHS looked like from Wizard Video.
Bam! What do you mean the...
I doubt it looked very good.
You talking about the cover or you just talking about the transfer?
The transfer.
I mean, I thought it looked decent. I mean, of course, it was full screen and you didn't know no better. It looked decent.
Yeah, it was decent, but...
That's pretty goddamn quick. Man, 50-50 chance they picked the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Look how many fucking rubber stamps he's got over there.
That looks like at the library.
I mean, you're going to get a green stamp.
Right. I have already told you my story, Inspector.
I'm from Moscow. We drink vodka. In Russia, cars drive you.
I'm just a dumb small-town cop, and I have trouble understanding certain things, especially...
What was he, fucking Columbo?
So
help me understand these
guys. Is this black guy like the heavy? He's just kind of standing there.
That's his job.
Yeah, but I thought one of them was supposed to be good cop. There's good cop, bad cop.
He's solid cop and talkie cop.
Solid cop.
That's talkie cop right there.
Yeah, this dude don't say anything. He just stands there giving the look. Like you honky priest, you better be talking to us.
If you let me.
I have to get your decent. Goodness, Sam, you're shedding.
He will convince you.
He will tell you that I'm sexy. I'm very sexy, man.
Steve's making his own movie.
Let's go see Dr. Kramer. It's extraordinary.
Hey, Dr. Costanza.
Such an extensive cerebral mass.
A cerebral mass, Steve. Look at this cop. He's like, yeah, I don't understand a thing you're telling me.
It doesn't make sense, Dr. Kramer.
81, Dana Lynn. This came out.
His brain got bigger after the operation.
If Edmund Pardum doesn't quit doing
it. So, he actually wrote this, George Eastman. He was John Cart.
Nikos Thanopoulos is, how shall I put it?
A penis.
Immortal? No, I've got blind faith accepted. By
George Eastman's got an immortal penis? Is that what they're talking about?
His penis will live on.
Now, that is hard to believe. It'll be for me.
This is one of the video nasties over there in England.
Yeah, I think I remember...
Yeah, I mean, obviously, why?
Why did they make anything a video nasty? It was a bunch of...
Right, uppity women, Dana.
Uppity old folks.
But it's kind of made it more infamous. I had a fan like that up in my bedroom when I was a kid. Younger man, that is. Holy shit, he's a fucking priest! He molested kids.
Just now figuring that out.
Turns out you're a priest.
Okay, like, how long did it take them to figure that one out? Is that why he kept holding like this? He was trying to keep it hidden that he was a priest?
I have no fucking clue. Like, how many priests do you know are biochemists?
When he escaped from the laboratory after the contamination, we advise authorities.
There were a lot of priests that were like psychiatrists on The Exorcist.
There are a lot of priests who molested children.
There's probably a lot of Baptist and Methodist preachers that molest children too. You just don't hear about it.
What's the article about?
Yes.
Excuse me, it is written that Mikos is killed by rifles by expert marksmen.
My dad always said it was because they...
My dad always said that life's like a box of fools.
No, he did not.
There's always a hammer.
All right. Do you want to hear what Dad said?
No.
I'll tell you anyway. He said because these priests weren't supposed to have sex, they weren't supposed to get married and stuff.
Yes.
That they fooled with little kids.
He can't be killed.
Gosh, Sam, that's a big nail, boy.
See that the somebody's the cells regenerate.
But his brain. Once the cerebral cells are destroyed, they cannot regenerate. It is his brain that is his weak point.
It always seemed like this shit.
So he's like a zombie. So if they stab him in the brain or something, or
yeah, it always seemed like this shit flowed a lot faster back when you watched it as a younger kid.
Yeah, because there's a lot of
talky.
I just remember the really cool shit in it.
Well, I'm sure they edited the fuck out of it to make it go faster, too. The thing is, why is he going back to the same fucking house? Is it because he just...
Does he have some memory? Like, prior memory?
He's like, why he ended up there before? Or is there really a reason why he's coming? I don't think that's ever answered.
That's why they throw all this cool, gory stuff in there, because they're hoping you won't think about story.
I mean,
the Italian,
maybe he's like a fucking, like, he's just like an animal that he just goes back to what he was at, and now he's in some kind of stable or some shit.
Italians aren't known for, like, they make great movies, but their movies aren't coherent sometimes.
Yeah, there's some that are, but a lot of stuff from the 70s and early 80s are not very coherent.
Boy, that guy's really cleaning the hell out of it.
He's trying to get the fuck out. 81, fucking Happy Days is still on. He's probably trying to get home.
He wanted to watch Happy Days?
Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley.
Uh-oh, I don't think he's going to get to watch anything.
No. It's over, son. I guess he's working in a slaughterhouse, so no wonder he's fucked. Whoa, that motherfucker can duck.
I didn't figure a slaughterhouse would be that clean.
So dude's got a fucking gun. And they got the spaghetti western sound effects.
Yeah.
I think motherfucker would, if the first one didn't get him, I'd be done.
Well, he should be aiming for the head, because I just said that.
Right between the eyes, as Tom Savini says. Oh, shit, I think someone's going to get...
That's one of those, like, meat saws, isn't it?
Oh, no.
This is what happened to somebody on Intruder.
Intruder! Na 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 na.
Oh.
No. I am not watching this. I can't see a bald guy get hurt like this.
Is he gonna cut his ear off?
It's like a big fucking melon. That looks real, dude.
I mean,
that's
the blood
doesn't,
but yeah, that looks like...
That skin's fucking real, dude.
I think on Pieces they cut a pig in half when that chick was supposed to got cut in half.
I mean, how long does it take to get to his brain?
In my dad's younger days, he would have thought that was cool because he thought Gates of Hell was cool.
Look, he looks like a fucking Klingon now.
I don't need them tomorrow morning. I need them now, damn it.
All right.
My pinky ring is getting upset.
My pinky ring is too tight.
My ass if I call them now.
The game's going on, Dana.
Damn them and damn you.
He's a nice guy.
And then the black guy's looking at paperwork back there.
Nah, he's looking at naked pictures of white women.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah, they like white women.
He's looking at some hooker pictures of these women they drug in off the street.
Yeah.
A detective near retirement.
He's got a picture of Ed Wein in there.
Just terrific. It is better that I have a gun. I know what you are thinking, but there is nothing.
I have a purple trench coat, but it's really black.
The spark of God was smothered.
With yellow polka dots.
It's fucking purple looking. It's a print fucking raincoat.
He's got the same purple rain. And a little Corvette. And
let's get crazy. Ding, ding.
I'll give you a car. And we can look for himself.
I'm going to give you a nice Fiat. And you can go drive around. And here's a little fucking pea shooter.
You must hit at his brain. Nothing else will help us.
That does look kind of bluish or purplish. Like a bruise going.
He's moving on, huh? See, he already unregenerated. His bullet hole ain't got no.
Yep.
It's just showing his.
He's just got a hole in his shirt. And
he's got a hole.
He looks like he's poured wine on himself.
I'm sure he's drunk enough wine.
That's what he's going to tell me. No, he don't talk, does he?
No. I fucking do.
Oh,
look,
these are the motorcycles.
I do look like a Suave, the lead guy.
Is he in this?
Oh, I don't know. It looked like him, but could be his brother, Chuck Suave.
Chuck Suave.
Chucko. Mario.
They
Chuck.
Need old Giovanni in here.
Giovanni was he was over in America. Was it Sid Living Dead in 81, or is it 80?
80, I think.
Well, I thought Beyond it was 80, or is that 81?
That might have been 81.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, did that guy get left behind?
What kind of fucking shit do you have to get off your bike to start it? I think you can start it.
You can if you knew what you were doing, but...
That's like me.
I've heard that music on other movies.
Yeah, that's like me with motherfucking lawnmowers.
Yeah, Steve pulls the hell out of that.
I remember when a lawnmower had a fucking cord was made out of rope.
Uh-oh. Oh, uh-oh. We'll see how long George Eastman stays out now.
Oh, no!
What's that guy's problem?
He's got Coke bottle glasses. That is Suave, isn't it? Look.
I believe it is. It looks like
I'd get the fuck out, dude.
We gotta see if he's in this, because I'm pretty sure that's him.
What's his fake American name?
Michael
Sullivan?
Michael Shipley.
Yeah, something like that. See, that's why I don't ride my bike in, middle of nowhere. That's why I don't have a bike. Where's this light at? Is there like lights in the middle of nowhere?
It's a 6 years movie. It looks like that dude from Twilight.
I don't. Oh, it's that dude. It's their dad or something.
Oh, gosh. What a dork. You know.
And he's like, I'm a doctor or something, and I almost ran somebody over.
he's going to be British.
He's riding a fucking, like, Yugo or something.
It's going to be so funny if he talks and he's British.
Hello. I believe I gotta have a
I'm in the wrong movie.
I have to have a fag before I go in.
Yeah, director Joe D'Amato as Peter Newton.
Peter North.
Peter North. Oh, my God.
You know who that is, don't you?
Yes.
Mr. I Can Jizz a Gallon.
That's why I was laughing.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad! Hello,
Daddy. Where's the Christmas tree at? I'm going to stab you.
Steve's like mixing and matching movies.
Mixing. Look at his Coke bottles.
What kind of accident?
Look,
I pissed my pants.
The one picture they've got on IMDb is of Edmund Purdom.
It's Purdom.
Well, however.
Daddy!
It seems the man was a foreigner.
It's a fucking foreigner. Who cares?
Yeah, we don't care. We don't give a shit about him.
Okay. Aren't you ready yet?
Let's.
Well, how rude.
Get your panties off, bitch.
Yep, Mikhail Suave, biker, uncredited.
Boom! We know our shit around this bitch. Oh, man, I want a mantle with some
that
fucking...
That music, I think, is on Pieces.
Dude, I want some mantle with booze all in it.
Ain't that music on Pieces?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
We should do Pieces. Did we do Pieces?
I think we did one. I think we did one, but woo! I don't know if you put that out.
Oh, I don't know where it would be then.
We need to do another one.
No.
I think things got a little crazy that night.
I think we should do one at the Fright Night Film Fest or something. That would be a good one to do. Pieces.
Pieces. Well, you're going to have to talk to the other members of your illustrious group there.
Yeah, fuck them.
Come on, Carol.
Steve's just going to come up with a movie. He's going to say, screw them. I don't care.
We're going to start our own little thing here, and we'll do it here. Theater 14, like Theater 13 in Austin. She said she would, but
she isn't here yet. Well, you gonna invite everybody over here?
No.
See, I know you didn't want everybody to come here. Do you know what kind of drunken mess
that
would be? No, not debauchery, but a mess.
No, not in the house.
People be pouring beer everywhere.
I'll be shooting, I'll be shotgunning beer, and then someone will be blowing marijuana smoke in my mouth.
No, nobody's smoking marijuana in my house.
I'll be doing vodka shots in my anus. That's that. Look, dude, that's that Mark Stevens dude. It was that fucking porno dude in fucking Erotic Nights of the Living
Why
Dead.
Why is that kid acting like he's mad?
He's jerking
like...
off, dude. Look.
Something's wrong with that kid. Like, I want to stab my daddy.
I want to stab that chick in the pussy. I just want to forget the future. I want to use my meat knife in her pussy.
What's he doing now?
Holy shit,
oh,
what the fuck is that?
Oh, that's a big old freaking remote.
It's got a fucking little arm thing. Like a...
Oh, God.
Oh, my God!
That kid's too old to throw shit like that.
I'd throw that bitch against the wall.
No, I'd be busting his little
No,
butt.
I would pick him up and throw him.
Steve,
boom.
You wouldn't. You're not like that.
Yes, I am. That little
Hi,
shit.
Princess. How you doing?
I'm fucking stuck here.
Yeah, and it's all your fault. You got us in a car wreck.
That motherfucker.
Mother and I are going over to the forest. Do you mind?
Go look at the forest.
Why?
Why?
That's what I asked, why? And that little girl talks like a grown woman.
Because it is a grown woman.
Yeah, I know.
Look at his Coke bottles.
What you doing, Sam?
I'm fine. Honestly, I am.
Sam's upset with my vulgarity. I'm sorry, bud.
I'm glad to hear that.
Sam says his ears don't need to hear that.
Well, anyway, if I'm nervous, it's something to do with work.
Gosh, Sam, your head looks really big now.
I know.
Okay.
He's like a giant-headed dog. Like someone crushed his head.
Oh.
And it's... Look at him with his mouth.
He's comfortable. How?
Ed Purdom drives himself.
Look at how big his ears are.
Look how big his nose pointed out. He's always got that cow, his scowl on his face where his eyebrows...
Yeah, he always looks like that.
Don't open to Christmas my ass!
Is he dead now?
I don't know.
Okay. Don't open till Christmas my ass. That's how he wanted to do the trailer for
That was a sequel.
So
this guy's fuck, you know he's dead. This motherfucker with lung cancer going fucking smoking for 5 fucking seconds.
Yeah, he probably ain't even really smoking. He's just got a cigarette.
That's gross out. Anyway. You're making me sick.
That's right, Sherlock.
And he's fucking talking with his mouth.
I think I've seen that dude on another movie,
he's too. Probably playing a drunk somewhere.
Look how red his nose is.
I know,
is,
that's
probably.
The thing. That's what happens when you get drunk, your nose gets red and it gets big.
He's trying to play the Italian Dirty Harry.
No.
I'm just thinking.
He's not even Dirty Larry.
Or Dirty Mo.
No, it was Crazy Larry or Dirty Mary. He's not even Mary, Crazy Mary, Dirty Larry.
I'm done confused. I'll have to go look that title up.
Peter Fonda wouldn't even tell him to unload. He was like,
just said, forget it.
Whatever.
I'm out of this movie. I can't do this movie.
I'm on out of here.
Peter Fonda.
That's a blue light special, ain't it, dog?
Peter Fonda was in some crazy ass movies. Peggy. He was in that movie, The Trip, wasn't he?
You have to leave until Emily gets here. Do you
understand?
Yes, ma'am.
La, 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 la. Steve swears that that's the same kid.
That's not.
I know. We'll go back and watch Deep Red again.
Fuck yeah, Deep Red. You're dead. Whatever that fucking rap version was. It was awesome.
What?
The rap version. You know, I showed you that video.
I don't know.
Claudio Silvetti was doing like that. Deep Red. You're dead. And it was like, that's a black dude out there rapping with it. You don't remember that?
Maybe I blocked that out.
Oh, that's fucking awesome, dude. Here comes fucking... Is that Andy fucking Bell?
I don't know. We shall see.
He wants a fucking forever Manuel because she's hot. She's
Steve, you just want to see naked chicks.
She's thick, too. She's like a thick, hip girl. And she
well,
can't
just
walk.
Fall on your
she
face.
Can't walk either, which is hot.
Is it?
Yeah, when girls can't walk.
Well, you must really think I'm hot then.
Yeah, you're like a deer in headlights when you walk.
Earlier, I accidentally threw a frisbee over our neighbor's yard, and Steve had to jump the fence and go over there and get it.
Oh my God, I jumped the fence. Yeah, instead, I wish I jumped the fence the first time instead of fucking driving around.
Well, I didn't know you wasn't going to know where their house was.
I couldn't figure it out.
And you didn't want to go, excuse me.
I don't want to knock on my fucking door if it's wrong. Bucket.
Well, I never saw anybody come in the backyard to get that frisbee.
Hey, two tears in the bucket. Fuck it. That ain't Annie Bell, because she's... Is it?
I don't know.
Why the fuck is she walking in the forest? I mean, do
she
we not have... Do we not have cars?
No, she doesn't. She don't have money for a car.
And she got too many DUIs. I mean, what the fuck? I'm sorry, Sam. You know, I know you hate my vulgarity.
It's not nice.
Your ears get longer when I cuss. Holy shit.
Excuse me, miss.
Is that drunk
you
again?
Dropped this when you fell down back there.
It's your pocket vibrator. I licked it!
Now all of a sudden he acts like a weirdo.
He licked that vibrator. That pocket bullet.
He stuck it in his dick hole.
No, he sucked that bitch. Get that pussy juice off
of
it. What is this?
I have no idea.
It's like a Greek wedding or something. What the fuck? What is this? I don't even know what this house is. Oh, it's where they went to watch the game of American football.
Oh, well, that's Mr. British guy that really isn't British.
Ew. You would not believe this, fellows. I ran over a crazy Greek person. The Steelers. Tim's watching this game. Jens would not believe I ran over a Greek guy.
How old would Tim have been when this movie came out?
81. He's probably 5 or 6 or something. I don't know.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
That's funny.
And Google.
How old would Kyle have been?
He's 4 years younger than Tim, I think.
Oh, gosh. He even might have not been to anything.
Yeah, he wouldn't have. Maybe he was born 81.
would have been an embryo.
He'd be a tattooed embryo.
He'd be a foul-mouthed embryo.
He'd be a tattooed, foul-mouthed, cage-fighting embryo.
He'd be like, get me the fuck out of this womb.
You know, he did fucking cage fighting or something one time.
Kyle did?
Yeah, he won.
Wow.
I don't know if he does. I don't think he does it no more.
Nah, I like Kyle, though.
That's a fucking blue you go. I tell you what, those jeans look good on that boy. Okay. Look at this shit. Was this flashback? He had a flashback that he was on the ground.
He's
saying that kid, that motherfucking kid.
I'm gonna kill his ass.
With a curly hair, it pissed me off.
Where'd that dog come from?
Look at that dog gonna give. Oh, he's snapping at that little kid.
He's snapping at that drink.
That's a nice red pants.
Yeah.
I think that dog was dubbed too.
Probably. It's wagging its tail. Well, them are some massive doors.
They have a lot of fucking seating space. Look how big this place is.
I like that wood floor, though.
It's easy to clean up blood.
Oh, gosh. I hope George Eastman's not going to kill this dog. I really hope not. I'm sure that dog's dead now anyway, for real, but...
For real, though!
He's a cute dog. He's okay.
He's a doggy dog.
He looks like some kind of spaniel.
He's a baby dog.
Please, little doggy, don't do that.
Stop it, Willie, please.
Please spank the fuck out of that kid.
It's not true. Mommy says there is no boogeyman.
Oh, I would punch
See, they're talking about boogeymen.
Man.
You can't be sure.
He
won't come back.
See, that's why I can't have kids, because if that little fuck was around me, I'd be knocking the hell out of him.
You would love a kid that
Holy would. Shit, that little fit that he threw.
What would you do if he does see me?
Linnea pissed on the bed and you still love her.
That's a dog. It's a fucking curly-headed little fuck.
Steve, that's awful. You're making more of Sam's hair from me.
There's no such thing as a boogeyman. Well, what about
that shirt, too, is pissing me off.
Steve would rip that shirt off that kid.
I would burn that motherfucking shirt.
Why is he sucking his thumb?
Because he's a little pussy fuck.
He's too old for that.
Ooh, what the hell is that noise?
I have no idea.
Hey, there's more booze over here.
Oh no, George Eastman might have killed that dog.
There's a lot of booze in this house. I like it.
They're not trying it out, though.
Blitz.
Yeah.
Don't take a shit, Blitz.
Look at how long and thin its tail is.
It's a little puppy dog. It ain't making no noise.
Don't be stupid and open the door.
Don't dare to be stupid.
She gonna be a dumbass. She probably left the freaking
Don't open the door! That's what they're gonna say when they answer it. Yeah, don't lock the door back either.
And then Purdom's gonna be there saying, don't open the door till Christmas, bitch.
Peggy, how are the children? Has Emily shown up yet?
We're still watching American football.
We
the
like
Steelers
it.
Are beating the opposing team.
Yeah, they don't even say it.
They have several field goals. They don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. I remember them
and
showing.
How many women are going to be interested in football, anyways?
I would think the women would be sitting around gossiping and bullshit.
Oh, you dumb bitch. You let that dog
It's not run. Like the dog ran away. She could have fucking grabbed him.
Yes, I know. I hope somebody... I hope George Eastman comes and tears her head off right now. Oh, there you go. Well, she deserved that.
I don't think she likes that red shit coming on her face.
That's her young blood.
Hey, free bike.
Yeah, it's just neatly set up there.
Michael Suave approved bike.
Maybe he'd sign it for him.
Sign the gas can. Gas tank, if you will.
Not a scratch on the bike.
Oh, there he is.
With his mouth open. Look how he fucked his mouth. No, Sam, I know. I shook my head, too.
Sam says, this movie's awful.
Sam said, I don't like this. This is absurd and horrible. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Sam doesn't have a very good sense of humor, but anyway, here we go. Yum, yum. Chomp.
I just don't... She's not that pretty here.
Not here. She's kind of plain looking, but in that other movie...
Because she was in the hospital, wasn't she?
Yeah,
she
was it was her. For some... She's in another movie called The Alcove with... she's actually with Laura Gimser. She had dark hair. She was... It was a lot longer, but she's pretty hot.
Peggy!
Her voice is fucking deep. I guess she was a big smoker or something. It was like, gigga, 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 gigga. And I was like, holy shit.
Steve wouldn't like that about her. That she
no, but I would have fucked her if I was single and young in the 70s.
And you could have had access to her.
Yeah, if I was Al Cliver's dick, I would have done it.
If you had Al Cliver's dick, she probably would have done you.
Al Cliver was looking for pod at Wasteland. That was hilarious.
Seriously, was he?
Yeah. Look at this little shit.
Like, did he ask you?
No, but I heard. He's whispering. I think he had something on his throat, like he had throat cancer. Or,
oh, gosh, that's bad.
Look at this.
Let's go see Katya now.
Let's go la, la, la. La, 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 la.
No, stay.
Here we have, American pasta.
What is that?
It's fucking spaghetti or something. That's what people eat when they watch American football.
Nah, they eat chips and drink beer.
See, look, there's the Steelers and the opposing team. I can't even tell who they are.
I don't know.
The black and the black and the gold are Steelers, I think. Look at that tie.
That guy can't get his ass up off the couch to get him his own damn pasta.
Dude, he's got Coke glasses. He can't see nothing. Oh, look at that.
He almost ran over Mikel Suave.
Yeah, he did run over. He hit Eastman. Is it the Rams, maybe? I think it's the Rams.
Well, you know more than I do.
Well, I can just tell by the helmet.
Oh, I don't want him to see close-ups of him eating pasta.
And the comb-over. Oh, this is awesome.
Yeah, like, chicks dress up that fancy to go to a freaking football game at somebody's house. You watch on TV.
And we're having hot, this is halftime.
Are they having anything on that pasta?
It doesn't look like it. They're eating pasta.
Where's the sauce?
They make their own. Hey-o.
Oh, God.
Verdum Mobile, away!
Does he not know how to stop his vehicle? He, like, stopped and then went forward.
Take out the microphone in front of you and push the button to talk.
It's a fucking car. Hello, Michael.
Yes, Inspector. I hear
you. Over.
Inspector, a boy from the north end. I called the hospital. They're sending out an ambulance to pick him up.
But wasn't they going to go pick up George Eastman?
He's not a U-man.
He's a woman.
A wombat man. Nice interior.
You're really nasty. I'm not going to love you anymore if you go on with your stupid jokes.
He's not going to
She's not going to love... Is that no. her, I guess that's I her know. Brother.
Yeah, I know. Be bad, I can't wait to get out of traction so I can beat the fuck out of you, kid.
You mustn't be too mad at Willie either. And
sure he won't. Oh, and I guess... Annie She's got Bell's some fucking bait. Over there to take... Yeah, that's what it looks like.
The American
that's
football game.
That's what he wanted to watch before, and his other sister or whatever wouldn't listen.
No, the other babysitter.
Oh, babysitter, whatever.
What's she doing, plugging the multimeter? I mean, she's plugging in some kind of fucking thing.
Sam says, people are using the F word too much in
Sam, I'm going to rock bottom Sam here pretty soon.
What's that?
I'm going to grab him, and then boom!
He says, don't do that to me.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen.
He says, I'll try to be a good boy.
You try, boy.
Hello. Steve losing his voice. He's tried to do that from deep red.
God damn, it's like an hour to get that fucking living room.
Yeah, from one end of the house to the other.
Here, watch this.
That's
shit.
That's an ugly couch.
It is, but they have like a comfort. Look, he's got like a teddy bear or something over there, too.
And it matches the couch.
It kind of does, yes. Booze! In arm's reach of the kid.
In arm's reach of Annie Bell, too. But
I know. Me and Annie Bell be partying like a mug. I'll be doing coke off her ass. How about that, Dana? You can do coke off Edward Perdue's ass. Or
I don't want...
Or George Eastman's abs.
No, thanks.
Did
they get him? No, he disappeared
without a trace. Well,
he did leave
one trace.
His
penis.
He left some semen.
He had a penis trail.
He was scooting along and his penis
was... His tripod was hitting... It was dragging his penis. It was like three-legged shit.
It kept regenerating and getting
his
bigger.
His penis regenerated. I'm not joking. I'm not Louis Anderson. It's hitting right in the balls.
There they go talking about the cerebral mass.
Right in his testicle balls.
Sam says, don't talk about that. I don't have any.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, didn't you say that?
He said,
look out. He looks like he's majestic, but he's looking up like that. He's looking. I'm looking forward. You big dog. Wink.
A quarterback sneak.
We need to...
Yeah.
That kid needs anger management.
Oh, he
that kid is creepy.
I want to hurt him so bad. It's just like, I just want to hurt him.
How long ago did Peggy leave?
Oh, about 10 minutes before you got here.
Was Peggy that
what is she gonna do with those motherfucking things?
I'm not. And she's.
I'm scared by what she's gonna try.
She's getting a bunch of them wet.
I know they're like little bitty sponges. It's like.
What?
She's gonna give her a sponge bath.
I like to give Annie Bell a tongue bath. Hey, y'all!
Steve's awful.
I'm horrible and absurd.
Yeah, talking like that in front of your wife.
I know it.
On the eve of our anniversary.
I know it. Ain't it great? A deviation, baby.
She's gonna shock her. That's what she's gonna do. She's gonna
shock her! Shock her!
Horace Pinker's gonna shock him.
Yeah. I'm gonna get that Blu-ray.
He's gonna come through the TV of the American football and shock the fuck out of everybody.
I'm gonna get that Blu-ray. And I'm hoping they have some extras with Ted Raimi on it.
I hope they have some extras with Horace Pinker is shocking the fuck out of George Eastman's balls.
What? That makes absolutely no sense.
It doesn't have to.
Because George Eastman has nothing to do with it.
Listen, I would go to church if fucking Edward Perdue was my preacher.
Would you?
Hell yeah, I'd be confessing to him.
What if he wanted to suck your dick?
Dang the land. I'm too old. He wouldn't want to suck my dick. I'm an old man. Now, if it was a little kid, he probably would. If it was a little fucking...
What if he wanted you to suck his dick?
No. Are you insane in the membrane?
No.
I think you is. Here come the rats under their huddle. It's first and general. Here comes right up the sand strip.
Why do these guys have suits on?
Dang, that's what you do in America.
No, that's not what you do in America when you watch
American
football.
Is you watch, have suits on.
Like Poltergeist. They were watching football and they were just
Poltergeist. Poltergeist had Elska McCain showing her titties.
I'm not talking about Poltergeist.
How many rings does that bitch need?
How many cigarettes she need to smoke?
Gross bitch. Hope her hair goes up. Fucking.
She's like got frizzy red hair.
Yeah, it's gross. Oh, that's pretty nice over there. You talking to me, baby? What's she got on her ears, man? That looks like she got like some fucking...
Looks like she got about 5 earrings.
She got like Bajoran fucking earrings.
That chick looks like a bitch.
I'm going to buy you some more fucking rings, Dana. You need at least 3 or 4 on each hand.
How much you going to spend on these
50 cents a piece, like we did. like the finger footprint ring.
I wore that for a long time.
And your finger turned green.
No, it made,
yay, spaghetti!
It made me get a scab on my finger and I had to quit wearing it. It broke it out.
I know, sweetness.
Okay.
You're probably going to get cancer later on, but it's okay.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. I never...
Thankfully...
Hey, what a sing-saw ding-dong! That's what he said.
My rings that I have now, they only made what it's called ring rash, like wedding ring rash.
But it's like you know, when I don't wipe my butt good enough, I get rash on my ass.
I don't know. I don't want to know about that.
Can I show you?
No, thank you.
I'm going to hurt this kid, Dana Lynn. Please. Please let George Eastman just body slam this motherfucking kid.
He's going to throw him through a wall.
You can stick him in that goddamn oven. Fuck Annie Bell in the oven. Fuck this kid in the oven.
He could put that whole kid in the oven.
That's what I'm saying. Look at that oven. How good look. You like that color of that oven?
No. I'm going to get a black oven.
Oh, shit. Why don't he kill the kid? Look at his face.
He's thinking about
it. He's like, duh.
Uh-oh.
What's she talking about, George Eastman? Annie Bell, help me!
What was she doing with them sponges?
I don't know. I mean, I get your point that she's going to electrocute her for some reason.
The boogeyman's back. I just saw him in the kitchen. Honestly.
Willie, stop that nonsense.
Willie!
Honestly! I hope you're not just trying to scare us. Honest.
The tooth.
He had to think about it.
Let's go see.
Alright, I'll go have a look.
So that's is that probably a young woman or a woman doing the voice of this kid?
Probably.
It's fucking annoying.
I already told you, there is no boogeyman out there.
It's a cookie man.
Now,
it's a booger man.
Trying to scare people.
Uh-oh. Is this... Now, I like that bookshelf. You have a lot of space there.
That's like I got the fucking world books and all that bullshit.
We could put a lot of movies on that. Be about like Steve Shelves back there.
Look at that fucking pictures up there, man. Like fucking motel pictures. Wow, wow, wow. Look at that drink there, man. That's like a...
What is that up on the wall there?
I don't know.
Between the cabinets.
That's a nice fridge, dude. Right, boy?
George Eastman's hiding in there.
What the fuck happened there? I lost my vision.
I have no idea what that was like looking through a tunnel. She says, by the time that bitch got off the phone, so I can use it. Uh-oh.
We ain't got no power, dude.
Now all of a sudden she's not going to call. Move your mind.
The American football.
I imagine they're all sleeping. What's
the matter with you? He looks like that dude from fucking Office Space.
Other than running over a man today and not...
Oh, he finally tells her.
Wow.
Like, how long did that take?
Oh, his guilt didn't... I guess spaghetti leaking.
That's on Pieces also.
Yeah, man. It's like motherfucking Pieces up the East. What time? Pieces came out after this, right? 82, 83?
So maybe they stole the music from
me. I don't know. I'm just guessing, man. Wasn't Pieces Spanish, though? It wasn't Italian, right?
I think it was Spanish.
Or is it Spanglish?
Spanglish?
Yeah, with Adam Sandler.
I have that movie.
That's embarrassing.
Why is that embarrassing?
It is. Look at that kid.
There's always chicks named Emily in these movies.
Yeah. Beyond and this.
Well, City of the Living Dead.
Oh!
Oh, man.
I went through her fucking head, dude.
That's a big old pickaxe.
It didn't seem like he did that initially, so he must have hit another...
He, like, stuck that in there later.
Yeah.
So what kind of booze they got? Like, it looks like they got Johnny Walker red and black in one bottle. But I can't tell what the rest of the booze was.
What's the matter?
You're curly-haired fuck. What else is in there? Is that Crown Royal, maybe?
Well, that kid's how old now?
81. He, what do you say? He's 7 or 8?
Probably.
Emily, it's broken.
Well, he's... he's your age, sweetie.
Yep.
Or a little bit, probably 42.
He's a grown man. He's a grown man.
He's a grown ass man. Mm-hmm. Like Billy Gunn. Now run the fuck there.
It's dark outside. I don't know where the house is.
I don't know where the hell the house is.
It kind of looks like an Italian version of Auburn.
That shirt is fucking killing me, dude. God damn, just kick him.
Did she make him go outside? Yes.
She told him to run.
What a bitch.
I don't know. Why don't you... I would fuck the kid in the fucking... traction and just leave.
Just send the kid out there. And
I don't want to go!
Sending kids to get help, that's Halloween stuff too. And the boogeyman.
Hoo! 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 Little shit. I'm sorry, Sam.
He thought you were calling him one.
Boy. The S word, I know. It's okay, boy. I know you don't like the S word. But you do the S word a lot, man.
At least not in the house.
You're an S word machine.
I don't see him doing it that much.
I don't.
One time I was looking for him and he was out squatting in the backyard.
Did you see his eyes?
He was just all hunched over.
Hunched. Starsky and Hutch.
Sam wants you to rub his belly.
Man, here's the thing. This house is too fucking big.
This movie's too long.
I don't think you'll get no more of this bullshit VHS shit interspliced. It's all fucking... It's all gravy now.
Is it?
It's all the meat and potatoes now. It's not this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't seen none of that shit, no.
You're going to get to see Annie Bell's head in the oven, you know, shortly.
Well, I mean, look at the head, man. That must be good.
Steve wants her clothes to burn off. So
he can put her in the head in the oven about 425 for 35 minutes. I'm about to come if you don't show her titties. Hey-o!
She's not going to show her titties.
I know. It's hey, that TV's for fucking days, dude. Hey, we got another shitty fucking couch we can put in front of the door. Yeah, I can move it that easy so the door shouldn't open. What kind of tennis shoes does George
Those
ain't
tennis shoes. I don't know what kind of shoes. Looks like disco shoes.
A disco stick, if you will. I gotta go restroom, so you keep it entertained, Dan.
You're gonna miss Annie Bell.
No, I won't.
Yeah, Steve will. He doesn't want to see Annie Bell get roasted. Oh, Steve better hurry back because he's going to miss... gonna miss this. Okay, so this is what IMDb says Absurd is about. A priest comes to a small town to help get rid of a monster whose blood coagulates very fast. This creates problems as the monster is very hard to kill and then decides to go on a killing spree of its own.
He decides that.
Yeah, he just, you know, he just decides.
So apparently if your blood coagulates, you're a fucking nonstop killing machine.
Yeah, this was one of the original 74 UK video movies.
That's right, Baby Doll 74, if you will.
Somebody called Fat Randy One on the IMDb message boards called this one of the worst movies ever.
What? No, they haven't fucking seen some badass shit.
Yeah, they haven't seen some of the stuff we've seen. He says, this movie is bad. This movie is very bad. It is so damn bad, it's not even funny.
So damn bad.
It's definitely in my top three of the worst movies ever. And somebody says, you obviously haven't seen many low-budget horror movies. I've seen plenty that make this look like The Godfather.
Right. But why are there curtains around this?
I don't know. I didn't notice that before.
So this is obviously a kind of an answer. Scissors.
She ain't gonna use scissors.
To Halloween, you think, or a Friday 13th?
I think it's similar to Halloween.
I mean, I guess it's similar to Halloween in a way.
Halloween and Halloween 2.
There's a lot of phones.
Why is that phone so damn low? Is it like little people living in this house?
I don't know.
Somebody wanted to find the Uncut Region 1 DVD of the film.
Well, good luck. This fucking shit's out of print like a motherfucker.
But somebody said, as far as they know, there's only... This was back in 2007, though.
This shit came out.
Only a German DVD, excellent quality, but only in German language. But then somebody said, I think you're getting this confused with Anthropophagus.
I think media blasters or something. Put that out. Here goes the oven.
Yeah.
It's like a giant easy bake oven.
And where's this kid going?
Oh, he's running laps around the house. Come on, Katya.
That looks like a woman's hands, too.
I mean, she's a woman.
She's a girl.
You don't know. She could be 20 years old. You
well,
don't know.
I guess.
I mean, it's her hands. You think that oven's clean, Dana?
These some easy off. Or the Italian version of easy off.
Easy Alpha.
Well, see, that's what George Eastman's mad because she didn't clean the oven, so he's trying to make her clean it.
Do you think this oven is clean, Annie?
Let's see.
This is the big scene to me. Don't you think this is the big
this
scene to me?
This was the scene that made me want to rent the movie.
Jeez, why? That's
yeah, because I thought that was cool looking. I seen this woman's head in the oven.
Where did you see this scene at?
Well, I didn't see the scene, but I seen a steal from the scene.
In like Fangoria or something?
No, on the back of the video wall.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, ooh, I gotta rent this.
Well, Monster Hunter led me to believe that there's gonna be a lot more fucking Edward Perdue because he's like the hunter, right?
Pretty much.
And he didn't do shit this movie, pretty much.
There was some Uncut Region 3 version of this flick available at Stumpy Discs.
Yeah, like 2003.
Well, 2007, maybe.
I mean, give me a break. So apparently, purple makeup makes you look like you're getting burnt.
See, and this is almost like Halloween 2, only she gets scalded in the sauna.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, dude. Why? You can just break her neck and be done with it. But this shit's just like...
I want to come! That chick's got a little mustache, I think.
She's got a fucking unibrow a little bit, too.
She's in enough fucking bondage there.
Somebody said check Diabolik DVD.
Yeah.
At midnight1.com. I don't know anything about midnight1. That was like in January 2009.
It's a screw up, Dana.
And then they said official Region 1 DVD coming June 30th, uncut under the title Horrible.
It
which is.
Is
probably what you got.
Get her chin strapped down, Dana.
Now, they said they're releasing Rosso Sangui under the title Horrible by Mai, but that was a different movie.
Yeah. The kid's running again, Dana.
That's all he's been doing for the last 5 minutes or 5 or 10 minutes. Annie Bell's taking an awfully long time to die.
She's banging around in there in the stove. She's like, I don't know if I put my head down in there. This music getting me all
kind of, you know, breaks on your nerves.
Yeah, a little bit. He has bowling shoes on.
Bowling shoes.
Oh, shoot. That hurt my back.
Did you sneeze?
Kind of. A little shit kettle kid goes, oh, fuck, I'm out of here. He can't even get out the goddamn window, little shit. Oh, God, please hurt him. Do it. Do it. Oh, fuck. Oh, and he bails back.
And I think that was pig flesh, too.
A lot of pig flesh was hurt. I'm sorry, Sam. Oh, no. Now he kills her. All right, boy?
Yeah. Not until after she stabbed him in the neck. Somebody called this boring slop studded with the odd, gory lowlife.
I don't know what happened to me. I just didn't stop, that's all. I was tired.
God, you need a
now he's thing. Having to explain to everybody why he was in a hit and run.
Look at his hair, dude. It was fucking horrible looking.
That's awful.
What?
His hair.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. His hair is awful, more awful than the hit and run.
Look, they turned the lights on again. I guess they're not funny.
Gosh, that chick still ain't got herself out.
God damn, lady. Really? That's holding you back? You're not strapped to it no more.
A lot of people said it's good, but it's very slow and boring at times.
I would agree that the first part was a lot more boring than I thought. Sam, what's up, buddy?
The bandsaw killing is 10 times nastier than the similar drill scene in Fulching City of the Living Dead.
Eh?
I don't know. I thought that was...
I don't know.
A pretty decent thing. My dad talked about that for years.
I'm pretty sure he did. Didn't he, Sam? Sam knows. Sweetie, do you like blue curtains?
It's like they didn't finish the set and they had to put blue curtains on.
That's what I'm thinking, Dana.
Somebody did say they get a Halloween vibe from this one. They said there are lots of dull spots, like watching folks eat spaghetti, which we saw. Watching football and a lot of wandering about.
Yes. I'm getting a lot of...
fucking spaghetti eating football. Boy, come on.
They said Joe D'Amato is more competent as a director than Jess Franco is. I don't know if I'd go that far.
I would.
Would you?
Yes, there's a lot more Joe D'Amato movies I like more than
Jess
Franco's.
Well, they said Joe D'Amato and Jess Franco both did a lot of skin flicks, but...
Yeah, I mean, Joe D'Amato actually did fucking porn. But, I mean, I don't...
Well,
he did
Franco,
a lot more...
Jess Franco had, like, orgies and stuff in
his
thing.
Shit was... Bam!
And the stuff that wasn't like orgies and stuff was still sleazy. Bloody Moon's sleazy.
Bloody Moon's his best movie, as
it is
discussed.
His best movie, but it's still sleazy.
Look, there's a compass or whatever. What is that? What is that ship you use in math to do fucking...
Are you okay?
It's got like a pencil and a pointy thing. What's it called?
Oh,
a compass?
A compass. She was using that to make circles.
I know, dude. Oh, look, she's stabbing both fucking eyes, Dana Lynn.
That's a Halloween 2 thing, too. Jamie Lee Curtis shot him in the eyes.
Jamie Lee Curtis is a great shot, as we all know.
Yeah, and he has his eyes back.
Eyes back.
He has his eyes back in part 4.
They regenerated. George Eastman is wearing no-name jeans. Wine is blood coagulating.
I think the person that wrote that plot synopsis was, I don't know, they sound like an elementary school.
You sound like an elementary school person, Dana Lynn. You sound like an elementary school teacher.
Have you seen Baba's Rabid Dogs?
I have, Dana.
Is it good?
It's his lost movie, Dana. It's his last movie he tried to direct. George Eastman's in it, as you probably know.
No, I didn't know. But...
I have it. You should watch it. Look, she's got some fucking kind of weird shit there. I don't even know what the kind of equipment that is. Is that music, or is that a VHS?
It looks like, it looked kind of like those things that they would use in a recording studio to adjust the sound.
Triple.
She's trying to get him, I guess, to come over that way, because he can't see
it looks like a turntable, Dana Lynn.
Oh, it's a record player.
How retro. Oh, a cassette player built in, Dane.
Retro.
No 8-track.
And see, the only on Halloween 2, they were turning on all the gas and stuff like that.
I have got a lot of gas right now.
Don't worry, she's going to catch him on fire.
Oh. I wonder if Purdue's going to, like, blow up. VHS!
Here he comes.
Everywhere he comes. There he goes. Hey, we're the fucking monkeys.
I'm George Eastman. And I'm not
fucking around
with this chick that can't
me walk. And Joe D'Amato.
See, and she's doing,
can't get us down.
She's doing the Jamie Lee Curtis thing. She can't walk very good.
Hey, I'm John Cart. And me and what's his movie name? The director name again?
Shoot. What did we say?
Nah, fuck it.
We just laughed at it.
Brent House or something?
Peter Newton.
Peter Newton can't get us down. I'm a low fucking phone to the ground. And I have curtains everywhere.
She don't look like Jamie Lee Curtis.
I know Jamie Lee Curtis and you're no... Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis touched Steve's bicep.
That's right. She grabbed me and squeezed. She's not even Robin Curtis. Her sister.
Kelly Curtis.
Kelly Curtis. That's the one. I forgot who Robin Curtis was.
He's like, wait a minute. She's not there. I'll just stop.
Why do they have fucking,
I feel
like,
the rhythm.
Why is she? Why do they have this kind of music in their cassette player? Like, because
they're a weird family.
It's like organ.
Where'd
music.
Where'd that kid go?
Oh, fucking
the
Freddy.
The kid with the red sweater.
La, 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 la. He jumped out the window, then. He's running.
Oh, he just ran away. Left his sister there to fend for herself against
he's
Georgie.
He's a little bitch. That's why, he's a bitch. He's a curly-head bitch.
George Eastman's got the Frankenstein walk.
Yeah, he's just gonna, you'd be lost for fucking hours in this fucking house. And this is blood coagulates.
He said, I'm damn blind now. I'm a damn blind man.
He's like Frankenstein in Frankenstein versus the Wolfman. Nobody knew he was blind. He thought he was clumsy.
It's gonna take her even longer to get across here.
Oh my god, there's a fucking suit of armor with an axe.
Well, you better hope he don't get that axe. He'll be swinging it.
Axe!
If she lets him keep going, he's gonna find him a weapon.
Don't use sex as a weapon, Dana.
Okay, Pat Benatar.
You got a little shit running. Hit him, hit him, hit
no,
him. Hit him!
It's probably his dad and he's running over him.
It's fucking Purdue.
Oh. Oh no.
Purdue.
He's going to want to take that kid.
He's going to fuck that kid.
Buy for Vespers or whatever they call that.
Vespers?
Yeah, they call something Vespers. I don't know if the Catholics do.
Do you want to commune with my dick? Bless you, child.
I'll open my frock.
Here's my meat crucifix.
Oh, gross. Sam's gonna get a new collar soon.
Sam? Sam's gonna get a new mommy soon, too. 2 years is my limit.
He's going to go find Annie Bell.
Hell yeah. Well, she's probably dried up.
I don't know. I don't even know what she looks like.
Oh, goddamn, Damer. She's 50, 60 years
well,
old.
Well, some women age well. Some
well, 6-year-old, I'm not going to be fucking a 6-year-old. Except Edwin Finnick. You dumb bitch.
You wouldn't Rosalba, though, would you?
No, she's dead. Oh, she's still alive. No, she's 70.
She looks like a grandma.
She's 70-something. She that's just way too old.
Oh, there's Edmund Purdom.
Yeah, Purdam.
Purdam. He's talking to him in Greek or something.
Latin. Greek. Latin. Greek, Latin, Greek. You big dummy. I'm George.
I'm George Eastman, damn it.
I'm Donald Plants. I'm Donald Pleasance, damn it. We're gonna make 7 sequels to this shit. You can't kill me.
And then I'm gonna die.
Don't open my casket till Christmas.
Till New Year's.
Yeah. Till Easter holiday. Till Arbor Day.
I'm going to be like Jesus. I'm going to rise from the dead.
Don't open till Arbor Day.
She looks like she's trying to be like Linda Blair with it.
Her cheeks not big enough.
Her gown.
Her cheeks are not puffy. And Rick James ain't got into that ass.
Rick James didn't get into her ass when she was on The Exorcist. She was like 12 or 14, something like that.
Exorcist 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Uh-oh. You gotta destroy his brain, though, chick.
You gotta destroy his brain, yeah! fuck this shit. I'm going home. Get him. God damn, bitch. Can you not fucking chop?
She is.
Has she not fucking seen the kid off pieces that fucking chopped the cat's head off? One swipe. I don't remember seeing the blood spurt back on her, but that's kind of cool. What the fuck? It looks like
I thought it was a bug wagon thing. It looks like a bug that mutated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Dana. Who's the coppers?
The cops show up now.
Look at that son of a bitch.
Yeah, that got stupid. With the black guy in tow.
Send the black guy in first.
Daddy, here I am.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah, forget about everybody else. Screw everybody else. I'm here. Is he still in
the house? Wet Willie. That's Sneaky Pete right there, baby.
The boogeyman.
It's a Wet Willie.
He does. Uh-oh.
I'm giving you.
Ow. Oh, that hurts.
I was giving you a Wet Willie.
That hurts.
Sorry, I wouldn't. Oh, God, what?
She can walk.
I can't see you.
But now she's on.
John Cena.
She's going to have to go to the mental hospital.
Bobby Rhodes was not available for this movie.
Yeah, that would have been funny.
He's too cool for this movie.
Well, he probably was too cool.
Look, Willie. You don't need to be afraid anymore.
What's that?
Why is that kid looking like that?
Because he's a fucking freak.
Oh, God.
Oh, no! George Eastman head!
George Eastman looks pretty bad, dude.
Fine?
Dude.
It says fine, Dana.
Well, it's Italian.
Alright, we're done with this shit, Dana. And that was it. They didn't even do no fucking credits.
No, nothing. Nothing. It went back to the...
We're going to be... You got resume right there, too. It's that play movie and resume.
It's resume.
Well, anyway.
You're going to get George Eastman's resume.
George Westman.
George South.
North. Peter
George
North.
South.
It goes back to Peter North, North again. So, hope you had a little bit of fun with this bullshit. So,
George's Peter went north.
Dana Lynn.
Sorry.
That's horrible and absurd.
Okay, well, sorry.
So, we're out. Bye.
I was just going to say George's Peter went north to Annie Bell.
Thank you, Dana. Al Cliver will kill you.
Will he?
Yes.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.